This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
From 6 until 10 a.m. in the morning, we get restored, we get renewed, we get revived by the restoring word of God. Today, we are joined by a young man all the way from East London. His name is Musa Mushauli. I said that correctly, right?
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir. A gospel musician. With his story, we once again see how the church and the different structures that are able to help young people reach their fullest potential in ministry. From a young age, he was a church and a choir leader in his respective church. And then from there, he was able to join the man's choir. Absolutely incredible to be able to witness. He is usually spotted by other musicians, but it is also one of the things that we have recognized and realized the last couple of weeks, that he's been spotted with Winnie Mashaba. He'll tell me a little bit more about that when they were performing in Polokwane. Also this weekend, we took an opportunity to just invite him and said, "Hey man, come on this side of the world. How are you doing, my brother, my good sir?"
"I'm very good with God's grace. I'm well, my brother. How are you?"
Absolutely blessed, man. Tell me, so East London, you know, I've been there a couple of times, and I must be honest and say that which part of East London? Because East London seems to be dilapidating for one another reason.
Actually, I'm from Gqeberha.
Gqeberha.
That's where I grew up. But then in the journey of growing up, I then had to move to East London because of my father. My father was a resident of East London. So I had spent about 4 years, 5 years in East London. And that was part of my journey growing up. So I would say I grew up in East London.
Nice. From there on, the Lord whispered in your ear and said, "Look, there's a gift within you." How did that happen?
It's the influence of my church mates, mainly because growing up, you don't know much of how good you are in terms of music and a lot of things. And then people would obviously have the influence to say, "Man, why don't you try and go into this? You're good enough to do this. You can." So I think mainly the confidence got to grow while I was maybe singing at church. And then that's how I then also realized, okay, this is something that I really can do.
So the first experience and encounter that you had with him personally, when did that happen? Because sometimes we find that we are in church, but the encounter itself, when did that happen for you?
You know, at church, there's so many activities that we do, and some I wouldn't disclose.
Sure.
But there's this thing about God that you hear within yourself, that no, this that I'm doing, I'm not only doing it because I can.
Sure.
Inside me, there's something whispering to say, now you are in the presence of the Lord, and in whatever that you do, it's not you.
It's not you.
Because you realize afterwards that now I was in a certain zone.
Sure.
You know, then when you get to your actual self,
sure,
you then feel in that relief space because you are not in the God's presence. For instance, when you sing, there's a certain way you project your wording. There's a certain way, because it's not you.
It's not you.
I then realized maybe after recording that, no man, this beast that I was in is not the person that I am in real life, you know. So that's how the presence of God gets to me, and that's how I got to see Uguti. This is the experience that is different from my personal person.
And you've raised above many hardships and continue to do so. Tell me about those hardships and how God has been able to elevate you.
I grew up in a family that is, I think we are four. It's my big brother, it's me.
Sure.
It's my sister, and then my younger brother. So within our family, Ishman, it wasn't the easiest growing up, because my mom was working alone and my father was based in East London. And then remember that my father, our relationship growing up wasn't as tight as it was having to then get to an age of 16. That's where we then our relationship molded. So growing up, it was hard, man. It was hard because my mom was working alone. She had to raise us as a single mother.
Sure.
Going to work, coming back. You then don't know when your next meal is going to be, because this woman is working hard. She might not even come back home because she's going to hustle for you.
Yeah.
So that's growing up in a family like that was just one of the hardships I experienced.
Yeah, but God was able to do great and mighty things. Hence, you are here today. Yeah. Tell me about this first song we're about to do. Hali Mputsa.
It says Halimputsa tshepo ya ka ke tla re ke Jesu. When you ask who my helper is or who do I trust, it's God.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in the building with me today we have Musa Mushauri. Good morning.
Halimputsa tshepo ya ka ke tla re ke Jesu, ke lapetse ho monga ka haiki a eso liri ki bo ne ho yena ki boni pu mulo ta bo ile ho morena a yena petu kana kanyorelwa botle kana kanyorelwa re labo atswatswa ke batla ka atswatswa ke batla ke batla ka tsie ke ntotsohle ka fela ke matla a ti Jesu o nampona Jesu akili akili la lalo modimo ampitsa ampitsa a ritlona o fole matswalo o Tsepoya modimo tsepoya ho ki kadile huike ki kadile huike tsepoya go morena tsepoya modimo ki kadile huike tla ke kadi le uike se poa la umurena se poa modi ke kadi le uike tla ke kadi le uike tla se poa la umurena se poa modi. Oh, yeah, ke kadile go iketla ke so tlego wena tsepo ya modimo tsepo ya ke nela wena tsepo ke eme ka wena tsepo hu ike tsepo 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 ya modimo ke
Mpoma Gwabeni on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
Kirisi Pite Wena Yora Te Moloki mo loki wa ka a unse u tlababa a unse u tlababa unkutlelena Jesu unkutle Jesu, 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 kya ora pela lena, kya ora pela lena, a unse utlwa baba. Kita wena ki kau wena hawa wela batu mrena waka hawa wela ba unkawele lina Jehova unkawele Jesu, 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 kya go rapela mabaledi, kya go rapela mabaledi, kya go rapela ha. Tu murena waka haunse utaba uskantibala murena Yesu uskantibala murena Yesu simpitele kineki Kitla tsepa ma Haisiwena murena waka Haisiwena Aunzo fodisha baba Uskantibala murena Jesu Lina umfodishe, lina umfodishe Umfodise le Kiri Jesu, Jesu Kya gurapela murena waka Kya gurapela murena waka Kya gurapela utwa baba ha unse utwa baba umkutwe lina jeso simpite lina Jesu aka Jesu Ke o rapela lena Ke o rapela lena Ha unse utwa baba Uskanti bala murena Jesu Eh Telina morena leso Sempite Lina
Remember the name Musa Mushaudi on Capricorn FM Limbopo's hottest frequency. We have truly just delved straight into the spirit of God. The brother is here in studio with me. So he's telling me in a short while about how he got noticed by the legendary Winnie Mashaba. And also, what we can expect from him. Is he working on a project? We'll find out in just a short while. Good morning. Indeed, from 6 until 10 a.m. in the morning, we are restored, we are revived. But particularly from 9 until 10, we get into hashtag Capricorn Live Revival. And this morning, we have Musa Mushauri. My brother, how did Winnie Mashaba get to know you?
The story, Winnie Mashaba.
Sure.
I took a trip from the Eastern Cape having to see a poster. Yeah, a certain band. By the name Zion Africa.
Yeah.
So I told myself that let me take the risk. Take a bus to Pretoria. Remember that I don't know anyone in Pretoria.
Sure.
I'm new. I don't know anything about Pretoria. Where am I going to go? I just hear that they're talking about state theater.
Sure.
So I took the bus, embarked on the journey, got to Pretoria. Apparently, my brother had a friend by the name Snetemba. So I spoke to Snetemba that I'll be here. And then I went to his home, I refreshed, and then we went to the auditions. So coming into the auditions at the parking lot, Snetemba parks his car. And then while we're coming out of the car, and he recognizes Uma Winnie Mashaba from her car.
Yeah.
And he was like, bro, isn't that Winnie Mashaba?
Hmm.
So now he said, it might be her, but then Tina, we came here for the auditions. Winnie Mashaba,
yeah,
we'll see her inside.
Sure.
Apparently, Lee and I recognized me.
Wow.
With Dr. Winnie Mashaba, maybe from Instagram, social media, because that's what she said.
Okay.
So as I came out, she came to us because she was also going into. I didn't know that she was going to be a part of the panel.
Oh,
the
yes. Yeah.
So. She said to me, no, man, I know you from Instagram. I think I saw a few of your videos because I think you tagged me on your video, on one of your videos.
Sure.
So you're here for the auditions? And I said to her, no, I'm here for the auditions. And she was like, I think from here, let's just exchange numbers because there's something that I was thinking of doing with you.
Wow.
You're speaking Xhosa and it's going to sound beautiful to people and you have a certain good sound.
Sure.
And then we didn't exchange numbers on the spot.
Sure.
We went in, and then I went for my audition. I auditioned. They gave me their responses and said they're going to call me.
Sure.
And then while I was going out, Mamu Winnie followed me. She came to me and said, let's exchange numbers and because I want you next week.
Sure. Next week.
Next week. She was recording her Moborofita Jeremiah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So on the phone, she told me that she wants to feature me in a song.
Mm.
And then we're also going to do a song with Mapula Munyepao.
Oh, yes.
The song Kafeli Matla that we did early 3.
Wow.
And then I backed the whole project with her.
Sure.
So the journey started there. We continued working. And then That's how it got.
And you're doing absolutely amazing because, I mean, you are currently nominated on the Ingomas.
Yes,
for a best collaboration with Strike
Moshi.
Moshi.
Yes. I also met the legendary Strike Moshi, and this was recent.
Sure.
I'm not sure where we met, but when we would meet at events, Libra Strike, we would meet at events and he would come to me and say, "Wena, I want to do a song with you. I want to do a song with you."
Sure.
And then I took it upon me at a time where he then said, "If you're coming around Pretoria, let's try and sit down and plan the song, how are we going to go about it?" And then with the help of Muziri Music, City Mudiba, Mr. City Mudiba came through and said, "No man, Hape, if we are talking Strike and Musa, I can come through with Muziri and see where we can assist the project."
Wow.
And so that's how we got to escalate further, and then the song did very well. It's doing very well. So now we are on verge. They nominated us on the Ingomas. We don't know what God is putting on plan for the song, but
sure,
it's doing great, my brother.
That's amazing. That's amazing. 079-899-6226. Anything you want to say to Musa? He's in the studio with me right now. I got a message here from Nkateko Rivoni, who says, "I just started listening now. The man in studio ministering is bringing me so much peace. He's sending me into a quiet moment in the car. This is peaceful sense of worship of his ministry." You really do have something special. Tell me about this next song that we're about to get into.
The next song is Budi Being Ramahlomula. There's a stanza that I like. It's the last one. Irijeso uitse oruna tlongona lesechabi. With all that we've been going through, the story that I've given you about my family having growing up, it ministers to me that where there's God, I find peace.
You find peace.
I find peace.
You know, I've been waiting for the last couple of minutes for you to snap into Xhosa, and it's not happening. And that's Uba and inspiration galoko. Oh, what's happening? I've been waiting for you to get into that Xhosa sense. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Mo kine kitibile ha kise kiatimela Jeso u na kupula watlaga watutubu Katota ditlenta nakatsiba katsiba le u nyakala u baki bone muha Jesu u itse huru Arikonguna le setsabi ubane asimi asimi ojo ya luna ye kali satswang dibi kina ki ke opula dibi Kintseki itile ye 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 impaki kimpaki liba langada ye iri kampekula Jesu uitse huruna Arikonguna le setsabi asimi je kali tlatswang dibi kinaki ke le fantwarelo kinaya li fodi sangyebo tate murena murena u Aurialo kitabi la elaja ye 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 kitabi la elaja Jesu u itse urun aritona le setsab kinaki le fang tswarelo kinaki le fodi sangi Tate murena ha burialo kitabi la elaja kina le fang tswarelo kina ya le fo Murena, Murena, Urialo, Kitabi, Lae, Kinaki, Kituch, 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 Tate murena, murena u rialo, kitabi la elaja.
He's been nominated for the Ingomas with a song that he did with Strike Mosi. Is it, did I say that correctly?
Strike Moshe.
Moshe, yes. And he's going to tell us a bit about how we are able to vote. How do we vote for you, man? What's happening? How do we show you love in that platform?
In that platform, let me quickly check, because I haven't been looking much on it for now. Because it's a lot happening, my brother. It's a lot happening. But then votes are open.
Sure.
Votes are open for people to vote. I'll be very quick.
No, it's okay. As you're searching, you will be telling me about any projects that are in the mist, anything that we can look forward to very soon, very shortly.
For now, I'm working on my EP. Which is the songs that I just did.
Sure.
It's a hymn. It's a hymn album.
I see. Okay.
Yes, that's what I'm putting together. So I'm not sure of when it's going to come out, because it's all busy on the machines.
Yeah.
But then soon enough.
Still cooking it.
So the votes are closing on the 11th of August.
Okay. Give us enough time.
For best collaboration, you vote B, you SMS. BC 052 33745. SMSs cost 150 each.
Fantastic. There's a sense of a life-changing experience when you get elected by the Ngomas, or get nominated rather. I was nominated, I think, about 2 years back for Best Gospel Presenter.
Okay.
And we brought it home. So that's, I look good. Forward to that's you also bringing this one home.
Hopefully you're taking this home, man.
We're about to get into the last one for the day. Tell me about this song, Mahodimong.
Mahodimong. How Philip Morena, it says close to God. This is a song that I think it's one of the songs that boomed my career.
Sure.
Because it's doing very well on the internet, but the meaning of the song is bringing yourself close to God. Hoba Haufi Limudim.
Sure. And maybe before we get into it, tell us, how do we book you? How do we get a hold of you? What are your handles?
My handles on Facebook, I'm Shauli Musa.
Yeah.
On your Instagram, it's Musa_Mshauli. Mm. Your Twitter, it's Musa_Mshauli. And then your TikTok, it's Musa Mshauli.
Musa Mshauli, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting into the last one. He's about to bless us as I exit the studio and let Master J take over with the Capricorn Lounge. Good morning.
How feel morena? How feel yana? Leha se fa pano seka kisa kinse kipier oba how finyan. Oba haufinyan le morena musipidie ona ke yasa mileli haro bala Bushiru alo ale haufinya ale haufinyana limurena maodimo hodimo maodimo ngi hodimo ma hodimo ma hodimo ma hodimo ma hodimo ma hodimo u ma hodimo khotso aya te khotso khotso aya ma hodimo ei Udula barunga Aye ma hodimo Ay hodimo Mao Aye ma hodimo Hodimo Mao hodimo Hodimo khotso Hotso Ayate.
It's the part of the show that really breaks my heart when I gotta say my goodbyes while we are getting straight into the holies of holies, into the heavenly pockets, sacred pockets where God has stored his goodness and his greatness. My word. My brother, one more time, how do we get a hold of you?
On all social platforms, it's Mshauli Musa on Facebook. It's Musa_Mshauli on Instagram. It's Musa Mshauli on your TikTok. That is where Musa Mshauli is.
Musa Mshauli, may God see you through every single thing that he has in store for you. May he heal the wounds that perhaps you might not even recognize that are there. May he speak to you loudly and profoundly about the future and things to come and in song.
Oh God.
May he give you new melodies and new words of revelation that will save this generation.
Amen.
May God elevate you and may he lift you up like a banner to show his goodness and his mercy in the land of the living.
God.
My Father, my God, we thank you for this time that we've had, Father. We thank you that you are our God and you are our sustenance. We lack nothing when we are in your presence. Amen. Holy Spirit, we thank you for what has transpired, for the healing that has been administered, O God. Father, you are all and more that we need.
Amen.
My Father, my God, for this week that lies ahead, may you go before us, clear the path, lower the mountains that we are faced with in life.
Hallelujah.
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now, even forevermore. And for many of us who are trying our best, putting in our proposals, getting into careers, may you arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is truly upon you. May you keep on shining. I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.